Hi everybody, Aquifer Chimi here. I just want to put out there a tremendous, powerful, powerful story that just happened that gave me the chills about the power of saying Tehillim, because I know there's a lot of Tehillim group chats and a lot of people get together on WhatsApp to say Tehillim. So just to be mechazek the inyan, I want to share with you a story that's tremendous, It just happened during the corona. This story was said over last week, Parashat Yitro, on Monday. So it just happened last week, Parashat Yitro, on Monday. This story was said over. There's a famous Rav in Mexico, Big Tamil Chacham. His name is Rav Michael Peretz. So this story happened to his grandson, Rav Peretz's grandson. He says that he gets a call from a person that's around 60 years old. He wants to invite him for a Seudat Hodaya, a celebration that we make when somebody has a nes. So he says he recognized the voice, but he didn't really know who the person was. You know, he was familiar with him a little bit until he told him his name and where he's from and which community, which shul, but he didn't really know him that well. He wasn't really sure why he's being invited, but he said, of course, you invite me to come to the Seudat Hodaya, I will come. What's the Hodaya for? What do you want to thank Hashem for? But the meals, he tells him, I survived corona. I almost passed away. 1 month I was in the hospital. I almost died. I survived corona. I want to make a Seudat Hodaya. So the grandson of Rav Peretz said, of course, I'll come. He still wasn't sure why he was invited, but he came. He comes to the Sehuda, and he sees 18 other people by the meal, by the party. Now, those 18 people, it was a very random group of people. Each person was really from a different shul, from a different community around the area, but just didn't match. The puzzle didn't click of why specifically those 18 people were there. So this grandson of Peretz asked the guy next to him that's part of the party that was invited, you know, it's so nice, he's making Seudat Hodaya. They start talking, and the guy tells them he wasn't even sure why he was invited. He got a phone call. He's like, I don't really know the guy that's making this Seudat Hodaya that the Nes happened to him. I don't really know who he is. I got invited. I got a phone call. So I came. So the rabbi's grandson tells him, yeah, same thing to me. I don't even know why I got invited, but I'm here. So everybody is puzzled, and nobody is sure exactly why they were invited. The person who the Nes happened to, the 60-year-old, gets up and starts speaking, and he says, the reason why I invited all of you, I'll tell you what happened. He says, when I was laying there in the hospital, basically dead, I went up to Shamayim, I went up to heaven. And then I see my mother, who already passed away a few years before. And my mother tells me, what are you doing here? Go back down. And I tell her, Mom, I want to go back down, but I can't. He started having this conversation when he's basically half dead. His neshama already went up to Shamayim with his mother. His mother tells him, no, you could go down. Look down, look, you could go down. Look down, look. He looks down as he's in Shamayim. What does he see? He says, by the party, I saw all the 18 people that I invited to the party. I saw you saying Tehillim for me. At that moment, every single one of you was mentioning my name, even though you had no clue who I was. You mentioned my name for Tehillim, for Refuah Shlema. You were all in 18 different places, but I saw you all at one shot while I was in Shamayim saying Tehillim for me. And my mother told me, look down, look. They're giving you the power to come back alive, and that's what happened. And that's why I invited every single one of you to the party. I saw you saying Tehillim for me. Rabotai, this is a tremendous story. The power of Tehillim, every time you mention someone's name, you have no clue who he is, you're making a tremendous effect. Keep on saying Tehillim. Never stop praying for one for another. Please try to advertise the story to give people the strength and the chizuk to keep on saying more and more Tehillim.